As always, the first 10 people that comment with a question will have it answered. Welcome to your past life reading. Thank you for letting me go on this journey with you. If this resonates with you, please let me know. Keep in mind that you've had many past lives. This is a look into just one of them. In this past life, you were a woman in the late 1700s living in Lisbon, Portugal, a city where the sea seemed to breathe secrets and the streets sang with merchants' cries. You were in your late 20s when the turning point of your life began, but your youth had already been a training ground in resilience. Life threw you more competition and conflict than comfort, yet you learned early how to turn tension into opportunity. You faced jealousy from others who couldn't quite match your spark, and moments of crushing disappointment that nearly broke you, but every setback forged you into someone who could rebuild from rubble. People underestimated you, until they didn't. You had this way of making others feel like you could see straight through their masks, and that unnerved them just enough to give you the upper hand. You were born into a modest family who valued hard work over idle dreams. Your father was a skilled craftsman, and your mother a steady hand who somehow kept the household running, even when coin was scarce. You were mischievous but lovable, the kind of child who could get away with climbing up onto market stalls just to see better. You grew up surrounded by street celebrations, colorful fabrics, and the scent of fresh bread drifting from bakeries at dawn. Friendships were plentiful, and you had a knack for bringing people together, from the neighbor's daughter to the shy boy who worked at the spice shop. Even as a child, you had the patience to learn skills from your elders and the charm to talk your way into opportunities meant for those much older. That balance of play and poise would become one of your greatest assets later in life. Looking at your adult life, by the time you reached adulthood, life was an unpredictable dance between desire and duty. You experienced a romance that was as thrilling as it was challenging, a relationship that demanded you to choose between following your heart or protecting your stability. Fate seemed to test you repeatedly, pushing you to take risks that others wouldn't dare. There were moments when shadows of doubt clouded your mind, when you couldn't be sure what was real and what was illusion. Still, you charged forward, sometimes recklessly, but always with conviction. Your life was shaped by these leaps of faith, each one bringing you closer to the truth of who you were. We're going to look at someone else in your life. He was a man in his early 30s, striking in both appearance and charisma. His energy was magnetic, the kind of presence that could light up a crowded room without trying. He had a taste for adventure and a sharp sense of justice, often putting himself in situations where he fought for what was right, even when it cost him. There was something about him that made people believe in his cause, and you couldn't help but be pulled into his orbit. Looking at your relationship, your connection with him was a tapestry woven with both golden threads and frayed edges. There were long stretches where you both seemed suspended in indecision, neither willing to take the final step forward or back. Misunderstandings and financial struggles tested you, yet there was always this undeniable pull between you. You learned to balance each other. When he grew restless, you steadied him. When you grew tired, he reignited your spark. There were moments of pure joy where it felt as if the world had finally aligned just for you, and moments when it seemed you were speaking different languages altogether. Looking at how he saw you, in his eyes, you were both a mystery and a beacon. He could see the weight you carried, the invisible chains of responsibility you rarely spoke about. Yet you handled it all with grace, somehow juggling competing demands without losing your generosity. He admired how you could change the course of a situation just by being in it, and he saw you as someone whose love could transform a person's life, though he also knew you were capable of walking away if pushed too far. And how did you see him? You saw him as a blazing fire, bright, compelling, but unpredictable. His words could inspire a crowd, and his confidence made you believe anything was possible. But beneath that was a streak of recklessness that made you wary. You recognized in him a mixture of boyish wonder and kingly ambition, and it drew you in even when you knew it could burn you. There was familiarity in his spirit and a sense that your souls had crossed paths long before. Is he in your life now?
Yes.
Either already present or on the verge of appearing. In this lifetime, he still carries that mix of charm and sincerity that once made you fall for him. His arrival will stir something deep and old in you, even if you can't immediately place why. How you'll recognize him. You'll notice the way he studies people, not with judgment, but with genuine curiosity. There's a quiet steadiness to him. Yet, when he speaks, it feels intentional and warm. He'll feel like balance, the yin to your yang, and there will be an immediate sense of comfort, as though you've been waiting for this conversation your whole life. Going back to your past life, in your sunset years, you became a guardian of wisdom, someone sought out for guidance and practical solutions. In your later years, you protected your peace fiercely, refusing to entertain drama or deception. You lived modestly, but abundantly, measuring wealth not in coins, but in the quality of your relationships and opportunities you created for others. You left behind a legacy of kindness, paired with firm boundaries, a balance many struggled to master. What you learned in that lifetime? That love without trust is a hollow promise. That protecting your blessings sometimes means making difficult choices. That the risks which truly matter will always challenge your comfort zone, but in doing so, they shape you into who you were meant to be. Spirit has advice for you for your current life. Stay connected to those who make you feel like you belong, but don't lose yourself in the process. Keep your heart open, but remember that self-respect is the guardrail that keeps compassion from turning into sacrifice. Share your wisdom, but only with those who value it. Spirit does have a homework assignment for you. Your guides are asking you to sit with the crossroads you're facing right now, not to rush, but to truly look at each path and ask yourself which one nourishes you and which one quietly drains you. They want you to become more comfortable with walking away from anything that leaves you feeling small, unseen, or depleted, even if it's something you've grown used to. This is about strengthening your decision-making muscles so you're no longer paralyzed by what-ifs. Practice saying yes only when it's a full-bodied, heart and soul yes, and no when it's anything less. This lifetime is not about playing it safe. It's about choosing the connection, opportunity, or dream that makes you come alive, even if it demands courage you didn't think you had. The way I see you, you, my dear, are not merely a passerby in the story of life. You are the main character, the one whose presence shifts the entire plot. You are here to spark change, to inspire courage, and to remind others that life is meant to be embraced in all its beauty and mess. Stay close, because the next chapter will demand the very best of you. And in answering that call, you'll find out exactly why you were chosen.